This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't necessarily hear this definitive report from Adam Schefter that I now feel really good about the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels at 2, and I know they're going to because Schefty told me so. But I want to let you guys hear this. So Danny Ruye, give this a listen. We'll react accordingly.
I know we're not supposed to spoil picks. We'll see how the Commanders decide to move forward with the number 2 overall selection. But a little over a few weeks out, to me, I think the signs continue to point to Jaden Daniels being the second overall pick at number 2. Seems like he's popular in the scouting community. Seems like he would bring a lot of the attributes that the Commanders would like. I think Jaden Daniels would have a high level of interest in the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Las Vegas Raiders would have a high level of interest in Jaden Daniels. But there's one problem. The Commanders have the second pick. And I think Jaden Daniels is going to be somebody that really appeals to them, as he would a lot of teams, as talented as he is. And it's hard for me today, to see Jaden Daniels sliding much past pick number 2. So let's pencil him in there. And I know we're not supposed to reveal the picks in advance. We don't know what the picks will be.
Right.
But again, we'll see how the shakes out. I think that's how it's stacking up a few weeks out. Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2. And then the New England Patriots would be on the clock at number 3.
Isn't it so funny how the aggregation game works?
100%.
Where the bold headline from that is Adam Schefter says Commanders will take Jaden Daniels 2nd, or thinks, which is true, that's what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a different connotation than what I just heard, which is pencil, not pen, right? Pencil, not Sharpie. I think, not I know. His logic was, he's popular with scouts. You think? You mean
to say he is?
The guy with the big arm who runs a 4.440?
Uh-huh.
Scouts like him? Crazy. The guy that just won the Heisman Trophy and had a 50-tutty, 4-interception season in the SEC? He said he has attributes that the Commanders like. Oh, you mean being an all-world athlete, one of the fastest players, the quarterback position?
These are attributes.
In history, and can make every throw? Yeah, they might like those. He appeals to them. Sure he does. You know who else appeals to them in some way? May, McCarthy, Penix, Nix. So I don't know. What do you hear when you listen to that?
A couple things that annoy me, and I'm not picking on Adam Schefter at all. This is our landscape. If Adam Schefter goes, I can now report that the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels. What annoys me is multiple times is, I know we're not supposed to spoil the pick. We're talking about the night of the draft before Goodell makes the announcement. You find out 90 seconds, the Jason Lock and Four a bit, where you find out 90 seconds before it goes, and you just say, the pick is Jaden Daniels.
That's actually a good point.
That's the spoiling of the pick. What you're doing is speculating.
Yeah, that was a really weird thing to say there.
I found that profoundly annoying.
Because unless you know who they're picking, which you went on to make very clear you didn't, unless you're protecting your sources, they've already told you who they're picking. But in that case, I think he would report it differently. Right, the way he would go about it if he knew who they were taking is, he'd say, I have good information, or he'd just go harder.
Yeah,
I'd be very surprised if they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good about their match with, he didn't do that at all necessarily.
No.
So you're right, that phrase of, we're not supposed to spoil the pick, as if I say this, it's going to ruin the draft experience for people. That was a strange thing to say.
I found that very off-putting. The second thing is, again, this is not a report. the preeminent reporter in the NFL, which he still is, you know, there are others who do an awesome job, but he is as sourced as they come, right? That guy saying, hosting his own show, the report show. It's a, this is my time to be a personality and showcase and talk about things and speculate like everybody else does. You and I going, hey, I think they might take Drake May. That's not getting written up because you and I have an opinion, right, about something, or, you know, you think they're taking Daniels or they're going to trade back or whatever we're hearing or something like that. There's a dramatic difference between a report and a dude talking, even if that dude is a reporter. See what I'm saying? Like, that's the part about this that bothers me. And there's nothing wrong. He's got a podcast. I'm sure he's got millions of listeners and downloads and makes a ton of money from it, and good for him. But it's a problem that I have with our media landscape, and you touched on it, when aggregator Alvin is going, Adam Schefter says teams taking, Commanders are taking Daniels, click here. That is infuriating to me. And again, he's done nothing wrong, but it's just the landscape where people cannot distinguish between a report and a this might happen. We need a 24/7, 365 news cycle, especially with a sport like the NFL that dominates everything, even when they're not playing football games for 6 months. So a, hey, this might happen, or this makes sense, becomes a digestible semi-report or something like that. As far as I'm concerned, if he's not reporting something, he's just another dude, right? Now, he's an informed dude, but that's as interesting to me as Chris Sims saying, I like this guy over this guy, or this scout saying, I like this guy over this guy, or, you know, Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports, or Tom Pelissero, or whoever else going, I think the guy that makes the most sense to me is J.J. McCarthy. These aren't reports. These are opinions that are being shared.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so, again, I'm not, it sounds like I'm furious at him, and I'm not. It's just kind of the state of the union here when it comes to digesting material that bothers me.
Well, that's all. So it's confusing, I think, as a consumer at times as to what should I be paying attention to and what should I be believing, because different things come out constantly. Like, I was just seeing today there was a scouting service that suggests that Adam Peters loves Drake May, and they had this nugget that they're suggesting, and I haven't corroborated it, so I don't know if it's true, that Adam Peters, with San Francisco last year, went to 3 of Drake May's practices in private at North Carolina. Now, that's notable. That's abnormal that you would do that, and obviously they weren't even in the quarterback hunt. Could they have liked other players? Could he have just been in the area and swung by a couple times? Could it be that that's not even true? Like, all of those things are obviously options and on the table, I think. What I would say, though, is when Schefter decides that he is going to tell you what he thinks is going to happen, with some conviction, and I don't put this in that category, listen. It's what happened with the coaching search, if you remember. He comes out and says, look out for Dan Quinn to Washington. When he says, look out for Jaden Daniels to Washington, the Commanders are closing in on, you know, that there are plenty of people in the building, like, you know, his coded words of protecting his sources. But when he starts to say this is who they're taking, that's when I think, there's a couple of guys in the game that you can really trust, and he's one of them. He does not bat 1,000, but he bats higher than everybody else, I would say. 9-something. The other thing is they have been feeding the national media. Nobody else.
That's right.
Local reporters that bust their butts 70 hours a week, they're not getting anything, right? So they're not giving any information or helping anybody locally, really. Might be confirming something here or there, but this has been very much an ESPN kind of Adam Schefter operations. Me and Rappaport mixed in. So I think be on the lookout for him and be careful of, like, what you're listening to or following, right? Because not everybody's equal. Like, the scouting service that I just mentioned that I haven't heard of is not the same as Schefter, right?
Right.
So I think that that's an important thing to remember too. But I bring up that story and that audio because I just think that's instructive to, I get texts from 2 or 3 different people today telling me, Adam Schefter thinks the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels. And I'm like, oh, okay. A lot of people do. Is he reporting that? They're like, yeah, he's saying they're going to do that. And then you listen to that, and it's just not that at all. We're still at the point where Schefter is just like the rest of us, and he'll have more information in a couple of weeks, but I don't know that we're there yet.
Totally.
By the way, thank God we're 3 weeks away from the draft. That's the best part.
I agree with that.
And I love talking about the draft. This is, like you, one of my favorite times of the year. I'm so excited to have the number 2 pick and to be in quarterbackville. Like, this is awesome. It's a blast as someone who's a big draft guy. But the fact that we're finally within 3 weeks and we're getting closer and closer, There's going to be some flames and not just some smoke. Thank you, baby. Sweet baby Jesus.
Here, here. So, and here's the thing. They've been,
7 pound, 4 ounce baby Jesus.
That's how I like to picture him. They may very well draft Jaden Daniels. In fact, it's incredibly likely they do so, right? I mean, that's, you know, the latest odds probably don't happen. They may have May going ahead of him, but that changes every day.
Yeah, what do you make of that? And I know you're not big into, like, odds market in general, but that to me is revealing and indicative when there's shifts. Like, you like to say those buildings are not
right. They're not tiny
because they're wrong.
Uh-huh.
We saw a shift this week from Daniels to May.
So I've thought it's May for a while because it's almost like any kind of misdirection or spycraft is like going in the opposite direction. So the momentum for McCarthy
to be clear,
at one point,
Daniels was the favorite.
Yeah, Daniels at one point was the favorite. I think now maybe somebody found out something that says that it's May. But either way, it may very well be Daniels. And so what's going to happen, what always happens with this sort of deal is people that don't report something, they speculate about it, whether they're bloggers or podcasters or radio hosts or national TV guys. And when it does happen, then you walk around going, I called that. That's different than saying this is a very reasonable thing that could happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.